New members of the Ravens coaching staff, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, Jeff Zrebeck, joins us now. And Jay-Z, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing very well. No surprise, I guess, when we woke up today about this, but surprised we got to this point considering where we were at the end of last week and over the weekend. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I mean, everybody that you could have talked to that had any say in the process or had any knowledge of the process was confirming, you know, as late as Saturday that Harbaugh was choosing between, you know, Kyle Shanahan and Jim Hostler. And then, you know, 24 hours later, you know, it's those guys aren't really even in the conversation anymore. So, you know, it can be debated what happened in that 24-hour period, but obviously the search sort of changed directions and led to today's hiring of Gary Kubiak as offensive coordinator and, you know, Rick Dennison as quarterback coach.
Jerry Sandusky said on these airwaves a couple hours ago that basically Rick Dennison was being looked at either as an additional candidate to the Shanahan-Hostler field or for another position inside the organization. And he said, you should probably circle back around on Gary. He might be interested now. That's kind of what Jerry Sandusky said and how this went down. Clearly, there were other views on how this went down, including your colleague Mike Preston saying this seems like something that happened from ownership. What's your take on it now?
You know, that's interesting that Jerry said that because that matches with what, you know, the time frame. Rick Dennison and Harbaugh have spoken for the last couple of weeks, you know, after Jim Caldwell, you know, left to become the head coach of the Lions on the 14th. So they were in conversation. John and Gary Kubiak had never spoken about this until the last 48 hours or so. So obviously, Gary Kubiak was a guy that the Ravens were interested in, you know, from the very beginning, but there was some question, you know, he was in the running for the Lions job. Then he was mentioned as a possible offensive coordinator for the Browns. So, you know, I think there was some sense of he's still getting paid by the Texans, and he had this health issue 3 months ago. Would he be willing to come back as the offensive coordinator? And if so, is this the best fit? Something caused these two sides to sort of come together in the last 36 hours. So if Jerry's saying that it was a result of kind of, you know, Rick Dennison telling John Harbaugh that Gary's, you know, getting the itch and probably would be interested, it makes perfect sense, you know, because he hadn't been part of the process until very recently. And I think either way, while the Ravens, I think there's members of the front office, Brett, that would have been comfortable with either way. You know, there's obviously some questions about both candidates, Jim Hostler and Kyle Shanahan. But I think everybody viewed Gary Kubiak as the better fit. And it was enticing to have a pairing like Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison. You know, it's kind of, Dennison's kind of his right-handed man. Regardless of the title, he's a coach that Gary Kubiak trusts and respects very much and can sort of carry his message to the other positions. You know, it just gives Gary Kubiak another voice, you know, and extends sort of an extension of what he's trying to say. So the pairing was definitely more attractive to the Ravens as their other options.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.